Wing TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, February 24th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Well, Lisa, would you consider last night when George Norrie hosted a show on Coast to Coast AM where he had the Scholars for 9/11 Truth on, would you consider that an historic event?
We call it an historic coup.
And for anybody out there who's been a part of the truth movement, the 9/11 truth movement, for either 1 year or 1 month or 4 years or however long they've been involved in this, when we finally get to the point where the guilty parties are brought to justice, we're going to look back on February 23rd and see that as one of the pivotal turning points in this process of bringing the guilty parties to justice.
We've waited a long, long time for a major alternative information venue to bring forth 9/11 truth like we heard last night. Controlled demolition got hammered away. All the things that we wanted to hear said, we got to hear, and so did about 5 million other people.
That's right. Now, if you didn't have an opportunity to tune in last night, what happened was George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, had the Scholars for 9/11 Truth on his show. He had Professor Jim Fetzer, David Ray Griffin, and also Morgan Reynolds. And then in the last hour, he actually even had Lisa and myself on for about 4 minutes, where we talked about activism in relationship to 9/11.
Right.
And it was just the adrenaline rush that we had last night after that show was over is almost indescribable.
Well, we never thought we'd live to see the day that we were on Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
But it was just incredible. And the adrenaline was pumping, so much so that we had to go out for breakfast after, because we couldn't get any sleep after that show.
The show was over at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were bouncing off the walls. It was so phenomenal. So we drove all the way across town out to Denny's, and they had this huge breakfast that we ate. And even then, coming home, we were just still amped. But what really happened here was Jim Fetzer was on for all 3 hours. And David Ray Griffin was on the first hour, Morgan Reynolds the second. And if anyone didn't have an opportunity to hear this show, go to the Wing TV homepage. The lead article is called Scholar or Historic Event, Scholars for 9/11 Truth on Coast to Coast AM. At the bottom of that article is a link to not only the entire show, but also to our segment, which was during the third hour. We'd like to thank Michael Langston for recording that.
Yes, Michael Langston stayed up with us, along with 9/11 researcher Vinny Sammartino. And we were all checking out the show together, and so to speak. And Michael, thank you so much for recording the entirety of the show for us.
Right. And we already this morning are getting phenomenal amounts of feedback. People are saying this was the best Coast to Coast AM show ever done. And we agree. We actually are going so far as to say this was historic. And there was a point during the second hour, Lisa, when Morgan Reynolds was on. And we've been stressing how we have to go beyond just simple awareness. Now we have to get to the point where we have to bring them into a court of law. And Morgan Reynolds said, these are his exact words, we can convict them in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
Our evidence is strong enough. Then a little bit later, he added to that, he says, justice is our primary goal. Truth is a means to arrive there.
That's right.
And could he have said it any better than that?
No, he had a stellar performance. In fact, they all did. I wish David Ray Griffin would have got a little bit more time to talk.
Yeah.
But Fetzer hit hard. Morgan Reynolds hit hard. David Ray Griffin said what needed to be said. And George Norrie was very receptive to what they had to say. I mean, he played devil's advocate a bit, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
But he let them say what needed to be said. And we just thank George Norrie very much. We have given George a hard time in the past. We felt that they could have addressed 9/11 in a more direct, straightforward way in the past. And I'll tell you what, we give credit where credit is due. Last night's show was amazing.
Yeah. We're pretty tough on people here on Wing TV, and I think rightly so. But as Lisa said, we give credit when credit is deserved and when credit is due. And we can do nothing today but give two thumbs up to George Norrie, a round of applause to him. He went above and beyond the call of duty of not only having the 9/11 scholars on, but last Wednesday we did a show. It was a mock interview between George Norrie and Jim Fetzer. Lisa played the role of Norrie. I played Fetzer. And it, when the show was done and we put it online, we sent it to all of the participants involved, to Norrie, Fetzer, Morgan Reynolds, and so forth. And George Norrie didn't have to bring us on his show last night.
No.
He didn't even have to respond to Lisa's emails, but you can take it from here. Fill everyone in on what happened.
Yeah, I sent him the links to that mock interview, and I wasn't expecting any kind of response, so I really was pleasantly surprised that he did email me back, and he said, well, at least you got my name right.
Yeah.
And I responded with something like, I suspect we've gotten more right than just your name, George.
And then he seemed to...
It went on from there.
He seemed to warm up more and more, and finally was about 11 o'clock last night. Lisa came out in the living room and she says, guess what? George Norrie invited us on to Coast AM tonight. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. She says, no. And we were just ecstatic. So finally, when the show arrived, the lead article today on our Wing TV homepage is only an overview. We're going to have more information on Monday. Because what did we get, about 2.5 hours sleep
last
night?
We're pretty exhausted today.
Yeah, we stayed up to about 6:30. Last night, or should I say this morning, got up then at 9 o'clock, started putting these articles together, put them online, and we're still pretty much going on adrenaline because to just when you have 5 million people hearing the truth, it's very, very gratifying.
And as I say in the article on the Wing page, we thank all the 9/11 researchers and activists and truth seekers everywhere across the world and across the nation that have stood their ground all these years and fought tooth and nail to get this information out to the public and to bring these perps to justice. And this is just one more step in the process of getting justice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a long uphill battle we still have to fight, but we have cleared yet another hurdle.
That's right. And, you know,
everybody should be very proud and pleased.
And, Lisa, people get frustrated at times because it seems as if nothing's getting done. We get frustrated at times, but last night, it finally, everything came to fruition, where millions of people heard the unadulterated truth about controlled demolition, about Flight 93, how it didn't crash in Shanksville. Morgan Reynolds brought that information up from Phantom Flight 93.
Right.
We heard about WTC-7. We heard about the Pentagon, and on and on and on. And, you know, towards the end of the show, Professor Jim Fetzer made an excellent point, and I think it summed it all up. He said, the soul of our nation is at stake.
Absolutely.
And I want everyone this weekend to think of that one sentence, the soul of our nation is at stake. And if you look at a nation, look at it as if it's your own soul. Is your own soul worth saving? Well, is the soul of this nation worth saving? And that's why we do what we do. George Norrie said last night, he says, you guys, referring to Lisa and myself, he said, have basically stuck your whole career or spent a large part of your career on 9/11. And this is how important it is to us. This is the key to everything that's happening today.
Yeah, I would say 9/11 has really consumed our life.
It has. It has.
And you know what? We do it consciously and we do it deliberately and there's no sacrifice. When it comes to principle and conviction, you're not making a sacrifice. So we're happy to do it.
And we're not backing down. When we see people that aren't bringing the truth forward, we're going to continue to be outspoken about it. But right now, I can't think of even one negative word to say about last night's show. Can you?
No, we were ecstatic. We were so exhilarated. I wish that it wasn't the middle of the night because I would have wanted to call a whole bunch of people and just rattle on and on. And I did. After George Norrie invited us on the show, I said, you know, George, I'm starting to wonder if God has been listening to me at all.
Thank you.
You know, and I really feel like somebody helped us along there.
Yeah.
We needed to have a crack, a break somewhere where we could get the word out to a large audience of people, and George provided that. George, we thank you very, very much.
Yeah. And Lisa was so happy last night that when we were getting ready to leave to go out and eat breakfast, she says, I just want to start walking along the street and knocking on doors and telling people
hear George Norrie?
and telling people the truth about 9/11.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and she wants to knock on doors and start waking people up and telling them the truth. And you know what? That's what it is. What were you saying the other day, Lisa, about someone saying that people should be happy about being
humble? Martin. Yeah. Martin Maloney sent us a great email the other day, and it should be a joyful experience, he says, when you liberate yourself from government propaganda. And we can't disagree with that at all. And you know, the good moments in this whole thing are so few and far between. Savor and relish these little moments of joy, these moments where we gain headway and we take steps forward instead of rolling backward as we've done so many times.
And I want to clue everybody in on something. George Norrie said last night, he says there's been an explosion in alternative media. Do you know, folks, that you're at the cusp? You're at the cutting edge of what's going on in the world. Nobody knows more about the world than you do right now. Look at all the people still that sit in front of CNN or Fox. They're out of the loop. You're right now the driving force that has the potential to save this country. And, you know, there was one person that'll go unnamed the other day that was talking about how much money they spent on 9/11, much time they've devoted. Well, you know what, folks? We don't care how much money we spend, how much time we invest in this, because it's all worth it.
Right. There are many people who've spent quite a bit of money over the last 4+ years trying to get this truth out and printing flyers and books and bumper stickers and all kinds of things, T-shirts and whatnot, travel expenses.
Yep.
And we don't see money as the yardstick by which one should measure
or
how
time.
Much someone else gives a damn about 9/11 and getting this truth out or not. Because not everybody has a lot of money, but a lot of people have given their all.
That's right. And if something really matters to a person, they'll do it regardless of any obstacle that they're faced. And that's the way we see it. So we're going to cut this show short today because we're still kind of just running on
fumes.
We want
you to listen to last night's
show. Yeah, exactly. So go to the Wing TV homepage. Right at the bottom of the lead article, when you click on that, you'll see two links, one to the entire broadcast. The second link is to we're on for about 4 minutes or so. And tune into that. And as Lisa said, savor this moment. And then when Monday comes again, we're going to start fighting all over again, because the key to everything right now is to bring the guilty parties to justice. We want to see them hung from a tree. We want to see them behind bars. We want to see them in the electric chair, because these people betrayed our country. They punched us in the face. They tore our hearts out, and we'll never, ever forgive the actual perpetrators who were behind this, because it's unforgivable what they did. And last but not least, once again, a big thank you to Professor Jim Fetzer.
Right.
Morgan Reynolds. We didn't give him our award, Lisa.
Who?
For Man of the Year.
Oh, man.
Morgan Reynolds. For no reason. He is a man.
We love Morgan Reynolds.
He stood up yesterday. And if he was right here right now, we'd give him the biggest pat on the shoulder. Also, a thank you to David Ray Griffin. And most of all, to Mr. George Norrie for not only hosting this event.
It took a lot of courage for George to do that. Remember, that's a
clear channel station.
Yeah.
So, George, we can't thank you enough. Everybody out there, this was an historic event last night. Let's keep fighting. When we see what's happening with President Bush and this Dubai poor thing, with Dick Cheney shooting, the neocons, the New World Order, the globalists, they're unraveling before our very eyes. And you know what? I have a better feeling today, February 24th, 2006, than I've had in a long, long time, that we can overcome these bastards. Any final words, Lisa?
Have a listen, savor the moment, seize the day, then roll up your sleeves and get back to work. We still have a long battle to fight.
That's right. And thank you, everybody that watches this show and listens to our radio show and reads our articles every day. Thank you most of all. We'll be back on Monday. We have to apologize to Des Griffin. We were supposed to have him on today. We rescheduled him for next Friday.
Right.
On Tuesday, we have Bill Broomba on. Tonight, we're going to be on Visigoth's radio show. Until Monday, keep your eyes open, because there is still a lot going on.
Have a good weekend, everyone.